In order to have high levels of growth and innovation, you must have high levels of capital. Human capital, physical capital, access to capital, investment in capital, because what capital does is builds on itself. If you have human capital and you invest in that human capital, you bring more human capital to the table, which will expand capital goods and physical capital, which in turn expands the opportunity for human capital. And this capital cycle upward is what makes a market economy so immersed in growth and innovation. And this is where the United States is at its very best economically. I mean, we're talking here about ideas, implementations of ideas, new inventions. The United States has always been at a cutting edge of that. Market economies are at the cutting edge of that because you have a reward system, because you have an advanced educational system. As many troubles as the United States public schools K-12 is having, the collegiate system still is dynamic. It still is the best in the world. And in a large measure due to that, it draws intelligent people and ideas from all over the globe into the United States collegiate system. And what we consequently get then is we get a very, very high level of innovation. Innovation leads directly to growth. And this would be the United States' strong suit, for sure. Oh, a traditional economy, good Lord, nothing, no growth, no innovation. Their educational system is so weak. They have no capital. I mean, a market economy is loaded with capital, human capital and physical capital, which then leads to more growth and innovation. But a traditional economy has neither human capital nor physical capital, which leads to less and less growth and innovation. And what human capital it does have, it often loses to diaspora, to first world market economies. A command economy is interesting because its growth and innovation is, like everything in a command economy, directed to keep the command, the dictator, in power. With that as the case, a solid amount of capital, human and physical, and growth and innovation goes into the military sector, into the police force. You're going to have often in these dictatorships, even if it's a backward country, a fairly strong military, or at least a military that is working towards being more technologically advanced in order to assert its control not only over its borders, but over its own people.